Okay, talk me through it then. Was it a success? Is that what you were aiming for? Are you pleased with the mark?
I was actually hoping to get a 34, but I'll accept 36 for the moment.
Let's get specific. In all seriousness, a really good performance in not exceptional conditions.
Yeah, I've worked really hard this year, and we've developed the team around me that to give me the ability to ride like this, but also to have the confidence to believe in my ability to ride a test consistently like that. I've been very lucky over the winter to have some amazing help from James Burtwell, who lives nearby us, and Ian Woodhead, who's away around a lot of the competitions. And between the two of them, they have done the most amazing job in helping me to raise my game and achieve what is possible.
So what have you been doing? Have you been practicing going around in circles or concentrating on getting the horse calm? What's the secret?
Secret has just been learning to ride.
Okay, well, that's kind of harsh coming from you. If you've got to start again, what's the news for the rest of us?
I think with everything like this, we all have so much to learn. And one thing that was very clear was I had an awful lot more that I needed to learn. And riding in there today and seeing how he's been going, and with the great help that I've had from James and from Ian, it's very clear that I still have so much more to learn. And then with that, then comes the confidence as well. And it's confidence for the horses to go in there to stay relaxed, but it's also confidence for the riders. And I think people that are going around here today, watching over the next week, they believe that we're riding at 4-star and we have absolute belief in our own ability. But we still question our own confidence at times, and we as professional riders still have to work on that.
That's good to hear. That's quite reassuring. Tell me about Saturday with this particular horse.
I just made a joke when I came in here. I've been in this position before, where I've had a couple of good dressage once with Spin Doctor many moons ago, and I went into the lead, and then with Sir Percival the year that I had my meningitis, and we did very well, and then trip coming up the steps. We have a proper 4-star cross-country course out there this year, and it's not for the faint-hearted. It's something that we need to focus hard, and we need to attack and have confidence and belief that we will be able to jump those courses and those fences and come to the other side. What we see come Friday evening could be very different to today, but what we see Saturday evening will be very different, definitely, from what we have.